Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Hello, friends. In this episode, I'm thrilled to introduce you to a podcast that you'll definitely want to squeeze into your listening schedule. This episode is brought to you by The Jordan Harbinger Show. Now, if you're like me and our other listeners, you're probably not just tuning into Radio Headspace. You've got about 6 shows on your rotation, which is great. Diversity in our podcast diet is something I fully support. So speaking of variety, let me suggest another gem for your playlist, The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's not just any podcast. It was named one of Apple's best of 2018. Jordan isn't just another voice in the crowd. He really stands out. He dives deep into the minds of some of the most intriguing people on the planet. We're talking about a wide range of guests, from athletes to authors to scientists and even mobsters and spies. And let's not forget, he also brings on CEOs, political activists, and FBI agents, depending on what might click with you, the listener. Jordan has this unique knack for coaxing his guests to open up and share stories and insights that you won't hear anywhere else. Each episode is packed with strategic wisdom that's meant to help you think more critically and navigate today's complex world more effectively. And it's not just the content that's top-notch. Jordan's Feedback Friday segment is particularly relatable. He tackles real listener dilemmas, everything from navigating tricky family dynamics to enhancing your career and personal relationships. It's one of those rare shows that you can tune into whether you're looking to challenge your intellect or need a bit more practical advice. From a personal standpoint, I'm a huge fan of how Jordan runs his show. He's got this approachable, engaging style that makes even the most complex topics accessible and entertaining. And honestly, his podcast isn't just good. It's a must listen. So why not add The Jordan Harbinger Show to your podcast rotation? With never a dull moment, it's incredibly engaging and always interesting. Just search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, friends, supporting my sponsors helps keep this show alive and kicking. If you give Jordan's show a try after this recommendation, it helps us continue to bring you great content. Show some love for The Jordan Harbinger Show by searching for it. Remember, that's H-A-R, B as in boy, I, N as in Nancy, G-E-R on your favorite podcast platform.
Headspace Studios.
Hello, everyone. I am Ali Abdaal, your guest host this week. And welcome to Radio Headspace and to Wednesday. We're continuing our week on feel-good productivity, and one of the biggest blockers to maximizing our productivity is procrastination. We've all been there before. There's a big deadline on Friday and you have all week to get it done, but you put it off and you put it off and you tell yourself you'll do it Thursday night, and then that often doesn't work. Today, we're going to unpack the various reasons why we procrastinate and how we can let go of the urge to put it off until tomorrow. So when it comes to procrastination, there are three big reasons why we procrastinate. The first one is uncertainty. There's some level of like uncertainty around exactly what we need to do or why we need to do it or when we're going to do it. That's often the easiest one to tackle. The second big thing that causes us to procrastinate is some sort of negative emotion. And that negative emotion is usually fear. It might be fear of what other people will think, or fear of judgment, or it might be our own self-doubt that's getting in our way. And the third big reason why we procrastinate is something called inertia. You know, it's just easier to not do the thing than it is to do the thing. It takes activation energy to get started with a task. It's like, you know, if you're pushing a trolley in the supermarket or wherever, you know, it takes a bit more of a push to get it going. But once it's going, it's fairly easy to keep the trolley kind of going along. So it's really those three things that cause procrastination: uncertainty, fear, or some other sort of negative emotion, and inertia. So those three things that we've talked about, uncertainty, fear, and inertia, are the three blockers. Now, there's different strategies for overcoming each of them. But, you know, often the easiest one to get started with is that if you're procrastinating from something, just address the first blocker. Is there any uncertainty around the task? So do you know what you're doing? And in particular, do you know when you're going to do it? I was speaking to someone yesterday who was procrastinating from sort of getting quotes for their car insurance. And I asked her, have you got a time block in your calendar for when you're going to do this? And she was like, no, I don't yet, but I will now that you mention it. You know, it's very difficult to make the time to do something, especially if it's something we don't want to do, unless we put it in our calendar or unless we put it into our schedules. So for me, one major source of procrastination that I used to struggle with, and in a way still struggle with today, is when it comes to filming YouTube videos. Now, if you're listening to this, you might not be a YouTuber or whatever, but I hope the general principle will apply to whatever you're struggling with. Because, you know, especially as my channel started to grow and I started getting, you know, more than a few dozen views on my videos, suddenly the stakes started to go up and I started to feel all this pressure around hitting the record button and just speaking to the camera. And in the early days, I was pretty chill about it because no one was watching my stuff. But then as the pressure mounted and as more eyeballs started to go on it, I would feel this real blockage every time I would make a video. And, you know, it would take me an hour to sort of get round to hitting the record button. I'd be doing everything I could to have 8 cups of coffee and then go to the toilet 3 times and check the fridge out for the 10th time and basically do whatever I could to just not film that video. And, you know, this is what procrastination looks like. It's like you're doing whatever you can to not do the thing that you know you should be doing. And I realized after a while that the reason for this, you know, using the unblock method, was that the stakes felt too high. It felt like there was too much pressure on this video. And whenever the stakes feel high, we get that sense of that fear of judgment, that self-doubt, that sense of, who am I to be making a video about this thing? Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if it's going to be good enough. Oh, I need to do more research. That's what's going to help this video be good enough. And then you end up in this endless rabbit hole of overthinking and overanalyzing and trying to do way too much research. And, you know, the strategy that I realized was basically just to recognize that I could lower the bar. I could lower the bar in my own mind. Often when the bar is too high, that really causes us to procrastinate. But when the bar is lower, that really helps. So for me, you know, before I used to think, oh, I need this video to do well. I need this video to get however many views. That's a really high bar. It's really, really hard to make videos if that's what you're trying to go for. This is why any creative person realizes that thinking about the critics is the surest way to stop yourself from doing the thing, because it just makes the stakes way too high. Whereas I found that when I reframed it to, you know what, the only point of making this video is if it has the potential to help at least one person. Now the bar is a lot lower. The stakes are a lot lower. I recognize that I'm in the spirit of service rather than focusing on myself. And when I tell myself that story, that is when the procrastination falls away. But I'm sure there are things that you struggle with, that you struggle with procrastination on. I would say for those things, can you just take them a little bit less seriously? Can you lower the stakes? Can you lower the bar in your own mind? And maybe try and connect it to service in some way, trying to help at least one person. Because whatever that thing is, if you lower the bar, it's going to really help you overcome that initial inertia, that activation energy, and you'll just get started on it, and then you won't have to worry about procrastination so much. That's all for today. If you want to learn more about maximizing your productivity in a healthy and sustainable way, check out the Feel Good Productivity collection in the Headspace app. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a chat about how to sustain our productivity over the long term.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.